Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I bake decent sweets. 75% of them come out correct. I play music and sing songs with my dad, but I miss notes and mess up lyrics. I keep plants in my room, hoping to have inherited my mother's green thumb, yet every plant I have ever had has died. I write for my school newspaper, but I have horrible spelling. I play field hockey on junior varsity. For as long as I can remember, I have loved trying new things and always tried every activity I could get my hands on. And then I got older. That excitement of trying new activities became taken over by the pressure that I was supposed to start excelling at one hobby instead of having many. I ended up with the reality that I was decent at a lot of things, but not exceptional at one. I watched my peers grow up and find their passions, uncovering exactly who they wanted to be, while I stood stuck in a body that couldn't seem to figure out who she was. I felt ashamed and embarrassed. I was supposed to be amazing at something that I could pursue. But when I looked at my life, all I saw were started projects left unfinished. For every accomplishment someone else made, a tangle of jealousy blasted up inside of me. As a high school student, constant pressure made me forget to live, forget to experience my youth. I was consumed by the lie that I should work only on my future instead of live in the present. I forgot about the small things that made my life my own. The weekends I spend reading books in my room, learning to love the comfort of being alone. The new recipes I tried just for the fun of it. My brother and I making each other laugh so hard we can't look at each other, for the fear that we may never catch our breath. Those are the things I live for. I may never excel at one thing, but these experiences are what make my life worth living, and remind me that being okay at a lot of things is better than my life being taken over by the idea that I am only meant to be great at one thing. I am simple. I live for what I love. And loving something doesn't mean I have to be exceptional at it. I get to be exceptionally average at everything. With a Perspective, I'm Jillian Reynolds.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcasts too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.